Before Palm Springs was a resort town, before Palm Springs was really even a town, movie stars began building their second homes here. So why did the rich and famous settle in the middle of a desert? The answer is today's edition of The American Countryside.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms. For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side by side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are NextEra Energy Resources, an American company proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
You've heard me talking about our American Countryside trip to Italy, August 8th through the 17th. And you can still get great pricing on the adventure that includes Rome, Florence, and Venice. We'll see the Colosseum, the canals, rolling hills, and sprawling vineyards, and much more. Just click the link at AmericanCountryside.com for details, or give Colette Travel a call at 800-581-8942. That's 581-8942, and mention American Countryside's Reflections of Italy tour. You can still get great pricing, so don't wait. Join us today. Hollywood is known for movie stars, but this desert valley 100 miles to the east is also a place some have made their home.
Few people know that Elvis Presley only lived in two places throughout his famous career, one in Memphis, Tennessee, and one right here in Palm Springs. Not only that, but we take people up to Elvis and Priscilla's honeymoon home as well, too.
Jack Alley is a guide for best of the best tours in Palm Springs. The names and homes here are a who's who list of Tinseltown.
We also get a chance to go out and look at Frank Sinatra's very first estate that he owned here in Palm Springs, where he lived with his first wife, Nancy. We also go by and see where Bob Hope lived, and we also get a chance to see where Dinah Shore lived and her longtime husband, George Montgomery.
While this is a nice resort area today, why did these stars start coming here when it was just a desert?
When Hollywood was first in its infancy, in 1915, they shot their very first movie out here. Now, this is a black and white silent screen movie. They didn't have these large studios in Hollywood like they do today, so they were using Palm Springs as a lot of outdoor scenes because in those days it was virtually all desert.
Soon that desert became a second home for many.
They came out here, they fell in love with the desert. We have 350 days of sunshine a year, and a lot of them in those days had independent contracts with these studios, and in their contracts, it was stated they could go no more than 100 miles from Hollywood in case they were called in to go to work, make a movie. So they used to come out here and stay at the El Mirador Hotel and used to have a good time. They started building their second homes, their second estates.
The word spread and more stars began building homes, a trend that continues today. Jack sees many of those well-known faces and takes visitors on tours to see the mansions. Traveling the countryside in Palm Springs, California, I'm Andrew McCrae.